This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
Doctors are concluding that the man accused of killing 10 people inside a Colorado grocery store in Boulder back in March, not competent to proceed with his trial. KRDO News Radio's Bart Betzel has more.
According to the report, King Super suspect Ahmad Al-Issa has limited ability to communicate meaningfully with others and would not be able to help in his defense. A judge has already granted a request for a second evaluation from the Boulder District Attorney's Office. Bart Betzel, KRDO News Radio.
You may have noticed a slight dip in gas prices over the past week. Gas prices in Colorado Springs went up a little less than a cent, according to Gas Buddy. Today, the average gas price in Colorado Springs sitting at about $3.55 a gallon. Even with the slight increase, the price per gallon is about 3.4 cents lower than a month ago. Prices are more than $1.33 higher than they were at this time last year. Out of 246 gas stations surveyed across the area, the cheapest gas in Colorado Springs clocks at about $3.19. The most expensive in the area will cost you about $3.79 a gallon. The lowest price in the state is about $2.74, while the most expensive is sitting at about $4.89 a gallon. A Colorado Springs clinic has officially been removed from the Colorado list of approved COVID-19 vaccine providers. KRDO News Radio's Heather Scold has that story.
The state had suspended the Dr. MoMA Health and Wellness Clinic as a provider in April over concerns about vaccine storage, health and safety requirements, and billing for vaccinations. The investigation determined that the clinic had violated numerous policies and would no longer be allowed to administer vaccines. The clinic is still listed as a federally approved provider of monoclonal antibody treatment for COVID-19. Heather Scold, KRDO News Radio.
Now to a couple of plane crashes in different states. One happened here in Colorado. A small crash in Colorado reported today. The sole occupant on board the plane was confirmed deceased. The FAA and NTSB are investigating the cause of the crash. The Mesa County Coroner's Office, responsible for determining the cause and manner of the death, which also be responsible for identifying the person once the family is notified. Crews still working to retrieve that body. Lumen's helicopter company is shuttling crews to a remote crash site. The Mesa County Sheriff's Office, Plateau Valley Fire District, Colorado State Patrol, and Mesa County Search and Rescue, as well as aircraft from Civil Air Patrol, Care Flight, and Luma, all are assisting with that crash. A small plane crash outside San Diego has destroyed two homes. Jack Cronin has this update.
Just before 12:30, a small plane crashed into a delivery truck along Greencastle Street in Santee.
I just heard an engine exploding, a large motor just grenading apart, and then impact to the ground. The noise was incredible, like an engine exploding, completely blowing up.
Witness Mike Kelly nearby.
Just instant black smoke, just an instant explosion. Black smoke, instant explosion, fireball. Actually a fireball and black smoke.
The crash causing a fire that destroyed two homes. Jack Cronin.
And finally, William Shatner, Captain Kirk's trip to the edge of space is being pushed back due to weather. Let's get the latest from Mark Mayfield.
Blue Origin says all vehicle mission requirements have been met and the astronauts began their training on Sunday. However, due to forecast winds on Tuesday, the launch will now be postponed to the following day. Takeoff for NS-18 is now scheduled for Wednesday, October the 13th at 8:30 a.m. Central Time. I'm Mark Mayfield.
Man, Captain Kirk is 90 years old. He looks like he's in his 60s. He looks excellent.
Breezy conditions continue across southern Colorado this evening. Overnight lows dipping to around 34 or 35 degrees across El Paso County. So most locations are going to be hovering just above freezing. It's going to be chilly out there tonight, especially with those partly clear skies. Tuesday brings ample sunshine, at least for the first half of the day. Gusty winds will yield high fire danger by the afternoon hours. Temperatures will remain in the 60s. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mary Matthews with KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's morning news weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's afternoon news weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.